Shalom Aleichem. Good morning. Our question today is when it comes to the saying of slichos. Many shuls have the custom that the person who davens the slichos is before shachris, continues to be the chazan for shachris. And the question is that a requirement? And for example, if you have somebody who has a yortzeit that day or an avel and isn't able to daven slichos or davens in a different minyan the slichos, can he come and say, I like the amud for shachris, and basically dislodge the Baal Slichos who had been davening before him? Is that a possibility, or does the Baal Slichos have to continue? So we're going to start to answer this question with the Ramah. And the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Siman Tov, Kuf Pei Aleph, says as follows, the Yesh Makomas, there are places that are noheg, that the person who davened Slichos, Mispalel Kol Hayom, will daven the entire day. So 2 points here. Number one, we do see it's a minag. It's not a absolute requirement, absolute halacha. And also interesting, we'll have to define is why the Ramah says that that person will continue davening the entire day. What does that mean, the entire day? So on that, the Mishnah Berurah comments as follows. Entire day means that the person who davens slichas will continue to daven as the chazan shachris and will also continue to daven mincha. And the rationale that he brings is as follows, Hamaschil b'mitzvah ormim lo gmor, somebody who starts a mitzvah, we tell him you should complete that mitzvah. So this isn't the case of if the Baal Slichos, it's up to him, he wants to continue to shachris or not, and if he decides, okay, somebody else wants to daven, then somebody else can daven. Here we're saying the person who starts a mitzvah, we should tell him, even if he wouldn't want to. We should say, you know, you should really continue. Hamaska b'mitzvah omrim lo. We tell him you should be finishing the mitzvah as well. But we see from here that when the Ramah says that the person will continue, the person who daven slichos mispalo kol yom will continue davening the entire day, that means not only shachris, but mincha as well. I haven't seen many shuls that are makbid about that. Typically, we give him shachris, and by mincha, he's forgotten. But the Mishnah Berurah continues that there's even an opinion that he should continue not to marav afterward. Marav afterward is the next day. So after sunset, that's going to be the next day. But the yesh omim af arvish lafanav, that the night before marav, if we know this person is going to daven slichas, give him not only shachris and mincha later in the afternoon, but the marav the night before. Now, when it comes to somebody who has a yortzeit, so you had somebody who daven slichos, chazan for slichos, and you have somebody else who has a yortzeit, who is an avel, so the Magen Avram says that the Baal slichos, the first chazan, who was the chazan for slichos, has priority. He preempts anyone else, including a yortzeit, including a person who is an avel for the year. The Baal Slichos will continue. He will continue to be the chazan for shachris. That's the opinion of the Magen Avram. Nonetheless, there are opinions that dissent. The Eliyahu Rabba, a little complicated, but he's more inclined that the yortzeit should take over. The Mata Ephraim says that the yortzeit should take over. So it's a machlokis. If we have this Baal Slichos and somebody else who has a chiyuv, should they take over or the Baal Slichos should continue? But in the absence of a chiyuv coming, it should be the Baal Slichos that continues to daven the shachris. So very, very interesting. And the concept here, the core concept, the rationale is hamaschil b'mitzvah omlim lo gemor. You started the mitzvah in the morning. You started with being the Baal Slichos, so you should continue to be the Baal Shachris. Now, the Orach HaShulchan, writing 100 years ago, the Ramah was approximately 500 years ago. So the Orach HaShulchan, writing approximately 100 years ago, says, in our days, talking about in Europe, the Orach HaShulchan says, we're not makbid that the Baal Slichos continue to daven the other tefillas. We're not makbid about it. And the question is why? If we have a rationale, and it's brought lahalacha, this rationale in other cases as well, that somebody who starts a mitzvah, he should continue doing the mitzvah. And the Ramah says that's a minhag of places, that somebody who starts out, he's the Baal Slichos, chazan for slichos, he should continue being the chazan for shachris. Upon what can we be lenient that we don't have to be strict? So somebody who is the Baal Slichos does not have to continue. Somebody else can daven shachris. So in the poskim, there are a number of rationales. One is brought by the Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo, a little bit difficult to understand. But he says as follows, there's a Gemara in Megillah. And that says as follows, that somebody who gets the aliyah for maftir, the maftir is not the ideal aliyah. There are other aliyahs. In fact, all the other aliyahs are considered more significant, because the maftir, even someone who's not a bar mitzvah can take the maftir aliyah. So because it's not that significant of an aliyah, in order to effectively appease the person or to give him more kavod, we want to show that we're not denigrating him by giving him just the maftir. Nowadays, we think of maftir as actually the prime aliyah. But Me'ikar Adin is not the prime aliyah. Somebody who's not a bar mitzvah could have it. So we want to try to give him another kavod, make him feel better, give him more kavod. What do we give him? We give him musaf. Let him daven musaf in addition. So that's the concept here. When you have something that's looked at as not the greatest kavod, we want to give somebody an addition to give him proper kavod. So he says the same thing applies when it comes to the slichos, and that's going to explain the distinction between back then when they stuck to this minhag that the Baal Slichos continued to be the Baal Shachris, and nowadays why it's different. And the concept is that in those days, the Baal Slichos used to be motzi everyone. He used to say all the Slichos word for word, and people would listen, and they would be yotzevaya him. So it was a big effort. It was a big tircha for him. It was a big job to say every word out loud. And accordingly, we want to give him more kavod. Maybe it's like a thank you to him, or it's an acknowledgement that he put in so much effort in the slichos. So you guys say to him, you continue hamatcha b'mitzvah olim lo gemor, continue be the Baal Shachris as well, because it really was a big effort on your behalf. Nowadays, that is not the case. Nowadays, the Baal Slichos isn't saying it word for word and saying the Slichos for everyone who's listening. Everyone is saying the Slichos to themselves. We have Baruch Hashem printing presses. We have Slichos. They're very accessible to everyone. And accordingly, because everyone says the Slichos to themselves, it's not such a big tircha, it's not such a big effort on behalf of the Baal Shachris that we would have to give him additional kavod and thanks for what he did. And accordingly, there's no reason to continue that the Baal Shachris, the Baal Slichos, has to be the Shachris, Baal Shachris as well. So that's one rationale brought down by the Tshuvas Bin and Shlomo. Another rationale brought down by the Sha'arin HaMitsuyanim B'Halacha is based on the Eliyahu Rabbah. It says that in the olden days, the Chazin, who was the Baal Slichos, he used to fast the entire day. This was a very significant day for him, and he was really in the mode of Slichos, of fasting, and that is the person you want to choose for your Baal Tefillah as well. He's fasting. Let him continue, because this person is on a very high madriga today. And accordingly, the institution for the minhag was somebody who was the Baal Slichos, who was fasting, let him continue to daven the Shachris and the Mincha as well. However, nowadays that the Baal Slichos isn't fasting, we're on a lower level of Kedusha, we just are weaker physically, we're not going and fasting because of these events, it would knock us out. So accordingly, because we don't have that Baal Slichos who's fasting that day, so we don't have the reason to choose him to be the Baal Shachris and the Chazan for Mincha as well. So again, we have a change, a different type of change, but between the earlier generations, this generation, the first change that we talked about in the Binyan Shlomo was based on the Chazan being Motzi, everyone, the entire Slichos. And this second reason that we're lenient on this, the Shari Matsuna Malacha, based on the Eliyahu Rabbah, is for a different reason, because the change was in earlier generations, the Baal Slichos used to fast all day, accordingly make him the Chazan for the Tfilas as well. Nowadays, we're not fasting, we don't have a reason to make him the Baal Tfilas as well. Based on the second reason, Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas van Hagos says that on special days of Slichos as well, if the concept is that the person is fasting because it's a special day, a unique day for him, maybe even if somebody's not fasting, but it's a unique day of Slichos, for example, the first day of Slichos, or the day we say Zachor Bris, or the day of Yud Gimel Midos, a very special day of Slichos. In fact, maybe we should, he says it's the proper thing to do, we should be makbid on those days, even nowadays, that we should be makbid, that the person who has Slichos should be the one to continue to be the Baal Shachris. So on a high level, what we've seen here is the minhag brought by the Ramah, that the Baal Slichas continues to be the chazan the rest of the day. The concept is hamatchil b'mitzvah omli lo gmor. You start a mitzvah, continue. You're the chazan for slichas, continue into shachris and even into mincha. However, we also brought different rationales. The Aruch HaShulchan says nowadays that we are not makbid on this. Why aren't we makbid if we say hamatchil b'mitzvah omli lo gmor? And we brought two different rationales why things are different nowadays as opposed to earlier generations. But the bottom line is the places that are makbid about this should continue to be makbid about this minhag that is brought down by the Ramah. And I think many shuls are makbid, where I daven, we are makbid, except if you have the Avel situation that happened to us, in fact, yesterday, that an Avel was saying slichas elsewhere, and then he wanted to daven for the Amud, so we had one person daven slichas, and then gave the person, it was a yurt site, and we give the person who had the yurt site to daven shachris in his place. But each place should stick with their own minhagim. Have a wonderful day.